This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Call in line if you'd like to call us. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us today, Charles in Ohio. We're going to be talking about automobile efficiency. Welcome, Charles.
Season's greetings. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for being with us, Charles in Ohio. And also, Don O'Leary has called in, and he's in North Carolina. Welcome, Don.
Well, thank you, Benny. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being with us. I have a multi-page letter. I think it's about 6 pages that I printed from you. And you're going to share with us the Twilight Zone episode of new appliances. And I've been talking about how miserable they are and how awful it would be to be an appliance salesman selling washers and dryers in the United States because of, well, what they're relegated to sell. It's not what the customers want. The customers are furious. And it happened to you firsthand.
Oh, yeah. It happened to me, all right.
Yeah, tell us what happened, please.
Well, we had an old Whirlpool set, washers and dryers. I always like Whirlpool because they're so easy to maintain, so easy to work on, and they're so durable and reliable. So we've had them about 16 years, and, you know, transmission went out on the washer. I mean, I've maintained these over the years. It's no big deal. Things here, things there. And I figured, well, you know, instead of changing the transmission, my wife put in a new washer and dryer set. It's like, that sounds like a reasonable thing to do. Well, it used to be a reasonable thing to do. So we went out to the big box stores and looked around, and finally we went to Lowe's and said, okay, we went and got a set of Maytag. And one was a floor model, so we got a good deal on it. So we had them delivered. They carted our old stuff away, which was a big mistake. And we had a load of laundry to wash, and, you know, we were happy to get started. Well, we got started, and the thing made a bunch of noise and sounded like a cement mixer, and turned out to be a bad transmission, brand new. So I called Lowe's, and, okay, we'll send you another one out tomorrow. So they sent this one out the next day, and we were happy, and we fired it up, and it worked, but it never had a proper spin cycle. All right, so anyway, we ended up spending a fortune using a dryer because it would never spin the clothes enough to get all the water out. Anyway, that one lasted about 5 months. So, and then it died. So we called Lowe's again, and we returned them. So anyway, then we said, okay, let's look at the, we had the Whirlpools for 16 years, so we went out and got a set of Whirlpool. We made sure we had the ones with the agitators because we know for a fact that the ones without the agitators don't work at all. So anyway, they deliver those. And that one lasted, I forget, I think that one lasted about a week, 16 days, something like that. Anyway, that one died. And it just had some lights on there. So it's like, all right. So, of course, I'm cussing like a banshee at this point. And, you know, using definitely things you wouldn't want to say in decent society. So Lowe's has been really good about it. I guess they have this problem on a regular basis. So anyway, let's get a set of GE. So we went out, we returned these, and we got a set of GE. So we have another week's worth of clothes to wash, so we're happy to be able to wash our clothes. So they deliver them. We fire up a load of clothes. Next thing you know, okay, it's doing a dance. The washing machine is doing a dance like it's a ballroom in our laundry room. It's like, what's going on here? Well, what it was doing was it would fill up just enough water to wet the clothes, and then when it went into a spin cycle or a agitation cycle, they were all bunched up, so it was like a vibrator, a giant one, going all over the room. Anyway, so first thing I did was I called GE, and they said they'd send somebody out. But in the meantime, I looked up on the Internet and figured, well, what's going on here? It must be the pressure switch. Okay, it's not getting enough water in there, so the fix for this, the workaround, was to put water in there first, weigh it down, and then start the cycle so it puts more water in, because the nanny state determines how much water is put in there. So that was the workaround. We were able to sort of wash our clothes for about a week. So anyway, the guy comes over from GE, and he's wearing a nice, clean, navy blue GE suit with the GE logo. Real nice guy. And he comes in, and he hooks his laptop up to the back of the washing machine, and he says, you have a well, don't you? I said, yeah. He says, oh, this won't work here. I said, what do you mean? Can't you adjust the pressure switch? He says, no. This model doesn't have a pressure switch. They cut it out of the design, and they wanted to go completely electronic. So it'll run for 6 minutes, and whatever water you have there afterwards, that's it. That's all the water you're going to get. So it's like, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, so we couldn't use those, and I wasn't about to build a water tower in my backyard to have enough pressure. So, you know, at this point, I was nice. I didn't shoot them. I didn't shoot the messenger. So anyway, so at this point, after he left, I think I was cussing in tongues at this point. Okay, I was really, I was agitated like you wouldn't believe. So we decided, okay, that's it. We're going to get a use set. So we went out and bought a 13-year-old set that works absolutely perfectly fine. I spent more than I wanted to. I spent about $500 on the used set because we didn't have time to go looking around for a fixer-upper. We wanted to get our wash done. And these came with a year warranty. They've been working perfectly fine ever since. And it turns out the only washing machine you could buy that's going to be durable would be a Speed Queen, because they happen to make the commercial things for laundromats, and they incorporate that into their consumer stuff. In other words, they're building them like the other companies used to build them. So you can't go out and buy a washer and dryer anymore. Everything's garbage. Everything's crap that you're going to buy out of your stores anymore. It's frustrating.
Don, as you were saying this, a couple things came to mind. One is I felt this was coming many years ago, and I bought a couple sets of washers and dryers. And back then, they were $50 for a washer, $50 for a dryer. You know, if you want them to match. We don't need a dryer, but I bought them, and I've got them stored. I've got them covered with tarps, and they're ready to go whenever we need them. So we have multiple sets, because I knew this was coming. I felt it coming. Now, the ones that you bought, were they computer controlled? Did they have some kind of a computer display on them that you could see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't advance the cycles. You can't do anything with them, yeah.
Okay.
At least with the old ones. With the mechanical switch, you could advance the cycle. Mm-hmm. And let's say even the motor went bad in a mechanical switch, you could always do it manually.
Right. Now, I looked up while you were describing this. I looked up the price of a transmission on eBay. So I just typed in Whirlpool washer transmission, and you can buy them used for $48, $57, $66 right now if you wanted one. Now, had you done that, do you think you would have been happy had you bought one of those?
Oh yeah, probably should be still working.
Mm-hmm. Well, ours, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sam's Club used to sell.
In hindsight, I should have never got rid of it. Yes. I could have fixed it again.
Okay. And why did you get rid of it? Because it was easy to have them haul it away and you were done with it because you got this brand new set. Was that the plan?
Well, no. I wasn't expecting to be this cheap and cheapified. And you know, let's take the GE for instance. If they cut out the pressure switch, which determines how much water goes into a load, what else are they skimping on? The bean counters, the GE has gone crazy.
Yes, so, I'm blaming all of this, all of the things that we're seeing, Sears, General Motors, Ford. All of the problems that we have with our vehicles and our equipment and our appliances, things we buy on the bean counters. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
but it's not only the bean counters. The problem is the fiat currency is getting to where it's gotten so worthless. They're trying to sell something at the same price with this worthless fiat currency, so they're cheapifying everything so the public doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, if you want to see what Don's talking about, just feel the weight of a dishwasher. Feel the weight of a current washing machine. They've gotten much, much lighter. And my understanding is that you have to use...
Vince, the guy in the truck picked up a washing machine all by himself. Could you have done that 10 years ago? And this was just an average
guy. No.
Yeah.
No. It takes two of us. It takes two of us to put one on a hand truck, an older one, to put it on a hand truck to wheel it because it, you know, if you don't want to scratch it and bang it up, it takes two people to, you know, carefully get it tilted. Yes, you're right.
They carried it in the house.
Mm-hmm. Charles, what do you think about this? Does this all make sense to you?
Well, from the point of view of the consumer, no, but from the point of view of the producers, I think they do lots of studies and see what's coming in the future, and they're steering the public toward what they want us to have.
Well, so the next question, why would you have to have a computer connection on the back of a washing machine for diagnosis? I mean, seriously, if it didn't advance, it could be the old-fashioned mechanical timer. If the motor didn't turn, it was probably the motor or the capacitor. If the transmission stripped, it was either the coupling or the transmission. If it didn't fill properly, it was the fill switch or the solenoid to engage the flow valves. It was really simple to fix these things.
Exactly. I mean, it's what he already stated. That, I mean, it relates to me back quickly where a lot of people want. Well, I guess we can have a break right now.
Okay. Don, is that about all that you wanted to share with us, or do you have more?
Yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't mind talking about some other things on another show, maybe about solar power and efficiency.
Okay.
Send
me an email. Send me an email. We'll make it happen. Thank you very much.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles in Ohio is with us. And I just want to mention why we talked about washing machines today in a topic of automobiles and efficiency. Because it is so complex. Class, I want you to think about that. To have your washing machine serviced, a factory service technician comes out with a computer to diagnose your washing machine. Really. I'm in my hands, I'm holding a book. It's a Motor Books Workshop book. It was sent to me by Rodney and Wendy Walls in Missouri. They're in our class, and they thought I needed this book, and yeah, I really do. It's called How to Tune and Modify Engine Management Systems. This thing is a sophisticated book on how the engine management system works on a car. Not how the valves work, not how the crankshaft works, the engine management computer system. 271 pages, tiny print. And I need this. I have determined that I am not going to give up on that POS Ford Escape. I can't get that thing to run more than a few seconds, but I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let that thing beat me. I hate it. I hate that particular vehicle. And the more I look at Fords, the less I like them. Seriously. Ford has, with their accountants, I think they've done a wonderful job of taking metal out of vehicles. making them cheesy and unrepairable. This is the last Ford that I plan on working on. I really can't stand them. Charles, are you seeing the same thing in automobiles that I'm seeing?
Absolutely. It's been, I go to my friend who does quite a bit of work constantly on newer vehicles, and every time I speak to him, he gives me new horror stories about how the manufacturing process and what they're doing, and like you say, removing metal. You could used to take older transmission and older cars, and you could replace a race or a bearing in a transmission case, and it'd be good for another 200,000 miles. But now the cases are so thin, you don't have that option available anymore. Once they wear out the case, they no longer put a bearing or bushing in there. They just use the case as the wear surface. Then then it's time to discard it and get a whole new unit.
What you're saying is there's the bearing and there's the race. And you're saying that, think of it like needle bearings, class. So the needle bearings would be in, there would be an assembly where there's a very hard surface that the bearings that move would, well, they would ride on a hard surface. And if it wore out, you would take out the whole bearing assembly, the bearing and the race, pop in a new one, and you're good to go. But what they've done is they've eliminated half of the bearing. They've replaced the wear surface with just the case of the transmission or the case of the transfer case. So now, when you do have some wear in there, you cannot replace the bearing because there's so much wear on the case that you have to replace the case, which really means you have to get a new transmission or transfer case. You are absolutely right.
Oh, so yeah, that's like you're saying, that's a new philosophy among manufacturers. But like I say, their idea isn't people like you and I who are secondary purchasers. We don't go initially, usually, and get new units. We're the second buyers, and they don't cater to us. They cater to the people who will initially buy it, realize that it's going to fail after a certain amount of uses, and get rid of it to people like us. So they're being loyal to their loyal buyers, or at least catering to them.
Mm-hmm. And not one American manufacturer is in the top 9 or 10 in terms of reliability, as far as I can tell, doing some internet research. It's the Asian vehicle manufacturers that are in the top 10. And Mercedes is in the middle of the pack. You know, they're not in the top 10 either. Neither is BMW. And Porsche is at the bottom. Porsche is like the worst in terms of reliability. I believe it. I absolutely believe it. Well, let's talk about efficiency when we come back, Charles. What can we do? What do you think we need to know about improving efficiency of our automobiles? Charles in Ohio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. Wrinkle is bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news as CNN is reporting it's been told by at least two sources in the White House
that John Kelly is expected to resign as the president's chief of staff within the coming days. However, there's been no comment from the White House to the report, and no further information is available. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is set to unveil new details in the Russia probe as today marks the deadline for his office to explain to the court why President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort was accused of lying to investigators and breaking his cooperation deal. Meanwhile, President Trump's posting about Mueller on Twitter this morning, accusing him of having a conflict of interest and calling the entire probe again a witch hunt. The November jobs report from the government well short of expectations, 155,000 jobs created. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
There's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Take
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles in Ohio is with us. Charles, efficiency. What can we do to improve the efficiency of our automobiles? We want to get more miles per gallon. What do we do?
Oh, there's so much that can be done, but I go back to three main points to start anybody. And the thing is, they're simple. They're fairly easy to do. There can be some drawbacks. You got to be aware of what's going on. But just to get a 50% improvement in fuel mileage to go from that 15 miles to gallon to 21 on a cruise, depending on what application you talk about, city mileage and highway mileage, two different things. But what I always recommend is water or vapor injection, a fuel expander, and that's basically just a little heater for the fuel, and auxiliary air. I'm talking about a carbureted vehicle right now. And these things will apply to a fuel-injected vehicle also, but it just like Vincent said, you need the book. Well, for starters, if you're not familiar with it, if you're familiar with it, you may already have a skill set. There are fixed relationships in fuel-injected vehicles that can be taken advantage of because it's just a dumb computer. It doesn't know when you put water injection or vapor injection on it, and so it can't compensate. It's basically told from the factory how much fuel for every mile you're going to be putting in that car. It's measuring it in the ratio to the air consumed. And this every point brings me to five different directions I want to split, so I apologize if I get off a track, but I'd just like to say it just brings to mind and ties in what the previous guest was talking about, the washing machine with the circuit board in it and the computer control. They're trying to set up that 5G network with an internet over power line so they can monitor and know everything we do every minute of the day. They don't want to know when our heat's on, when our refrigerator door is open, when our range is on, and even things like when we flush our toilet. Although it's frightening looking at what's coming towards us, a little bit of knowledge could be of a big help with that 5G. And that's why I like the idea of an electric car. But I don't like the idea of an area like Florida that might be hit by a hurricane and everybody plugging in for a charge before they hit the road. It just doesn't make sense. And plus, every time you convert energy from gasoline or coal into electricity or from gasoline to move your car, there's a loss every time in our current conventional physics, and that can't be prevented. It might be small, but you're losing there. And so for them to say them controlling and generating our power for absolute best solution, I'd say there's no way that will work in every case. And there was an interesting article about 6 months ago, I can't say for sure right now, in Hot Rod Magazine, and this is going to the car part and aftermarket part situation, but it was showing how innovator, inventor, a smart guy took a compressor and he turned it into a gasoline engine, and he, along with some other things he's done and demonstrated, he showed how he could take J.B. Weld and manufacture a piston for an internal combustion engine. And the point of this is that the 3D printers that are going to arrive here pretty soon. And I bring this back to the point that General Motors and Ford deciding to change the way they relate to the marketplace and the thinning down of parts and just their philosophy of the companies themselves, I think they know what's coming at us. Materials like J.B. Weld, similar to that, can be placed into a 3D printer, and parts manufacturers and auto parts stores in the near future will be printing parts on site. So manufacturers are going to be more toward, they're looking at what's coming at us, and they realize, because like the guns, they think individuals may be able to print at home. It's the same thing with auto parts. You're talking about hard, durable goods. Just turning on your printer downloading some software and being able to manufacture them at home. And when the manufacturers see that that's available to, because a big part of the new cars, the reason you see new cars every year is it's just human nature. We're not content with last year's model, but the thing is, every time a model, they can make a set of parts for it. They start manufacturing fenders, alternators, heater cores, brakes. They change everything to keep themselves in the loop because the aftermarket steps in very quickly, starts making these parts at a steep discount. And I can see where the manufacturers can get upset about this because they take time, resource to make these innovative new products, and somebody steps in and undercuts them. I can understand why they're angry, but it's the American way. We seek out the we're gonna try and save a buck if we get our car fixed.
You mentioned J.B. Weld. Back in 1970, I was behind the counter at an independent auto parts store. I was working there during my high school years, after school. And a salesman came in with a glass Pepsi bottle. And glued to this glass Pepsi bottle was a metal clothes hook. And he said, take a look at this. Try to get this off. It was a big hit because we had never seen anything like that before. You couldn't glue metal to glass before that. It didn't happen. But J.B. Weld could. And it worked. And I've seen J.B. Weld used to put together a cracked aluminum oil pan or crankcase pan on a Porsche that hit, you know, some kind of something in the road where it tore a hole in a cast aluminum finned oil pan. J.B. Welded back together, you know, this tube of epoxy type glue. Amazing stuff. And you're absolutely right. With that kind of a substance, that kind of a material, we can make all kinds of parts. I remember that the guys at John Deere broke one of my hydraulic cylinders and through carelessness. And they said, well, we're welding it and we just have to let it cure. And I said, what are you talking about, let it cure? You're welding it? When you weld it, as soon as you turn off the torch or the MIG welder or the gas welder, it's done. There's no curing. What I found out was they were going to J.B. Weld a cast iron part on my hydraulic cylinder, you know, without letting me know that they destroyed it. Well, they didn't get away with it. They had to give me a new one for free. But the point is, it really is pretty tough stuff. And I think you really have something here about printing car parts, like water pump housings, cylinder heads. I don't know about valves. I think that might be a little tough, printing a valve, a hardened valve that can withstand 1,600 degrees, 1,800 degrees. I think that might be tough with a printer. But for the cast parts, yeah, makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. There's a big future involved here. And complex parts, the expense won't be worth it immediately at times. But for smaller things, we'll be seeing them here in a not too distant future, and material science always advances. There's also DevCon, which is used for. You were mentioning about. That brings in four other things to mind quickly, but I wanted to speak and I wanted to clarify some things for people. Anyone who was looking for a closed fuel system like I speak of, the first thing you'll come up on in definitions if you're researching on the Internet will be a closed-loop fuel system, which is to do with the electronic engine control where it closes the loop by taking information from the exhaust and using it to correct the intake. They, in an open loop fuel system for that in fuel injection is where it just takes atmospheric temperatures and pressures and determines the amount of fuel. It's the more accurate is the closed loop. But the closed loop system I speak of is it's right there when you type it in, but you got to know what you're looking for. You're looking for a system that takes the working fluid and reuses it. It closes off the oxygen, and closed loop fuel systems aren't generally 100% all of the time. One place closed loop systems are used, again, is in submarines where they are researching and trying to get them to work. And they've been trying for a long time to get a really reliable system, and I have at least one patent from the U.S. Navy where they set up and demonstrated they could do it. Well, the Soviets had a submarine that used that system, and other people have researched, and I've seen one system, closed diesel system, and I'm talking about closed loop systems for power generation, transportation, and on trucks and light vehicles, gasoline and diesel. I've acquired patents from the patent office where people have demonstrated they can use this system on all of those. And the systems aren't exactly the same, but they're generally the same. You could start it up with atmospheric air or an exotic gas, and then once running, it remains running, and you close the system.
What you're talking about is once you get this engine running, you will not have to add very much fuel to keep it running. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So what we're doing right now is wasting energy and polluting our air with these open systems, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles, in the conventional gasoline engine, four cycle engine or four stroke engine, typically the ideal ratio of gasoline to air would be 14.7 pounds of air to 1 pound of gasoline. And gasoline is a mixture of chemicals and hydrocarbons, and not all the molecules are the same size. They're not all the same weight. They don't all volatilize at the same point in time. And what happens is we have incomplete combustion. So coming out of our tailpipe, if we did not have a catalytic converter, would be unburned fuel. Because we can't seem to figure out how to make these engines burn 100% of the fuel. So approaches to have more oxygen actually have an excess, a small excess of oxygen inside the combustion chamber. That idea is to burn more and more of the fuel. And one way of doing that is with a turbocharger. Another way is with a supercharger. What do you think is the best approach for us to improve the efficiency, the most easy to do, that would actually work? What would that be, Charles?
All right, good. You put that very well, and that is the thing, what's best for us, and that is something individuals have to determine. But if we're talking about low-hanging fruit, what's easy to get, I'd say the easiest thing is, again, a vapor injection system to introduce some, to humidify the intake air. And what we're doing is charge forming. And that little intro hit on several important facts. The devil is always in the detail. Smokey Unick made a fuel-saving system, and what he used was superheated air to completely vaporize the gasoline. And completely vaporizing, although a very good idea, he used a supercharger, he called it a homogenizer, to put the pressure to so that it would maintain at least the same volume of air passing through that engine, because the engine is only one thing. It's the air passing through it that equals the power coming out of it. So smaller engines can be made into larger engines by supercharging or turbocharging because it forces more air into that engine. Well, Thomas Ogle, who also made a fuel saver, he used a slightly different idea. They ran along the same lines, but it's different. What he did a distillation process. He took the gallon of gasoline you were talking about, but he did something a little novel, and don't get me wrong, they run parallel, but there are subtle differences. He didn't completely vaporize the gasoline. He removed a portion of the gasoline. See, that gasoline you're just talking about that you so you stated is not one homogeneous thing. There's a formula for isooctane. It's a 8 and 16 are the ratios of carbon and hydrogen. It's about a 2-to-1 ratio. But the thing he did, he took that tank of gasoline and he removed the lighter aromatic elements and he used those to power the vehicle for greatly extended mileage. Now, when you do that, I'd say that it's not completely suitable for rapid acceleration that you get with denser fuels. But it's still absolutely usable and greatly extends the range of the vehicle.
Well, that's, you know, that's an interesting point, because a taxi cab with stop and go has different requirements for torque and horsepower than an over-the-road truck or a railroad locomotive. So what we really need to do is focus on exactly what we're trying to accomplish and then tune our build design for that application. You're absolutely right. Charles, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
USA Prepares, and sharing your expertise and knowledge with Gears, Motors, and Thermodynamics. I appreciate you calling in.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.